This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Let us turn to the news in a simple form of Icelandic with Bjarni once again, another episode of Oidskuli. Hello.
Já, góðan dag.
We're turning to table tennis today, which is popular, it seems, in Iceland. And yes, we're going to get into this. You can follow along with the text, of course, on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio under the photograph of Ingi Darvis Rodriguez, who is at the table tennis table with a, and we're not sure if it's bat or racket in his hand. We'll get into this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The lingo of the sport. Yeah.
Yes. Because neither of us are experts in this, so we might go with bat or tennis, but bat or racket. But we'll explain why another word might make sense in this story as well. So we'll go through this from the start and then line by line.
Já. Borðtennis er íþrótt sem er auðvelt að æfa. Þú þarft bara eitt borð, tvo spaða, eina kúlu. Borðtennis hefur orðið mjög vinsæll á Íslandi. Núna eru tvöfalt fleiri félög en fyrir tveimur árum. Auður Tinna Aðalbjarnardóttir er formaður borðtennis sambandsins. Hún segir að það sé auðvelt að byrja með borðtennis. Það er borðtennisborð í mörgum skólum og félagsmiðstöðum. Fólk getur líka keypt notuð borð á Facebook. Borðtennis hentar vel fyrir lítil bæjarfélög. Það þarf ekki marga til að spila. Hægt að æfa í öllum veðrum. Það ódýrt að æfa borðtennis. Fyrir tveimur árum voru 12 borðtennisfélög á Íslandi. Núna eru þau 24. Mörg ný félög hafa bæst við, bæði í litlum og stórum bæjum. Fleiri og fleiri keppa í borðtennis. 817 manns hafa keppt á mótum síðustu 3 ár. Það eru 45% fleiri keppendur en áður. Margir æfa líka án þess að keppa. Hugtök. Borðtennissamband er félag sem sér borðtennis á Íslandi. Íslandsmeistari er sá sem vinnur stærstu keppnina á Íslandi.
Okay, let's go back to the start and we'll go through this line by line and try to sort out the spades and the rackets and the bats.
Já, borðtennis er íþrótt sem auðvelt að æfa. Table tennis is a sport that is easy to practice. And we call this exactly the same as in English, table tennis, borð tennis. Þú þarft bara, you only need, eitt borð, one table, tvo spaða, and there exactly, in Icelandic we use the old word spade for playing table tennis,
yes.
But of exactly, you could maybe say racket, or bat.
Or bat, because yeah. We don't know whether you use a bat or a racket for table tennis is the
exactly.
Problem. In any language,
yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah. So, but at least in Icelandic, it's spadi.
Spadi,
yeah.
Okay.
Eina kúlu and one ball. Borðtennis hefur orðið mjög vinsæll á Íslandi. Table tennis has become very popular in Iceland. Nú eru tvöfalt fleiri félög en fyrir tveimur árum. Now we have doubled the associations than 2 years ago. Auður Tinna Aðalbjarnardóttir er formaður borðtennis sambandsins. Miss Auður Tinna Aðalbjarnardóttir, she is the chairman or the leader of the Table Tennis Association. Hún segir að það sé auðvelt að byrja með borðtennis. She says that it is easy to start playing or practicing table tennis. Það borðtennisborð í mörgum skólum og félagsmiðstöðum. You can find a table tennis table in many schools and community centers. Mm. Fólk getur líka keypt notuð borð á Facebook. You can also buy used tables in Facebook on the marketplace.
Okay. Buy anything on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And this is exactly the theme about this, and we continue doing that, because, of course, if you want to start a sport in a small community, it can be very expensive.
Yes.
Lots of stuff you need, lots of space, etc., etc. And but they are exactly pointing out how easy this can be, because just joining a sport can change such a lot for the kids and the community and so on.
Mm.
Board tennis hentar vel fyrir lítil bæjarfélög. Table tennis is very suitable for small communities. Það þarf ekki marga til að spila. You don't need many to play. Hægt að æfa í öllum veðrum. Very good point in Iceland. You can practice in every kind of weather because you will just stay inside.
Yes.
Það ódýrt að æfa board tennis. And it's cheap, inexpensive to practice board tennis, table tennis. Fyrir tveimur árum voru 12 board tennis félög á Íslandi. 2 years ago, and here we see the dative after fyrir, 2 years ago, tveimur árum, we had 12 table tennis associations in Iceland. Núna eru þau 24, and they have grown up to 24 now. Mörg ný félög hafa bæst við, bæði í litlum og stórum bæjum. So many new fellowships or associations have been added, both in small and bigger towns. Fleiri og fleiri keppa í board tennis, and more are competing in table tennis. 817 manns hafa keft á mótum síðustu 3 ár. 817 have competed for the last 3 years. Það 45% fleiri keppendur ráður. That's an increase of 45% than before. Margir æfa líka án þess að keppa. Many also just practice without competing. And finally, glossary, hugtök, borðtennis samband félag sem sér borðtennis á Íslandi. The Table Tennis Association is a community that takes care of table tennis in Iceland. Íslandsmeistari sá sem vinnur stærstu keppnina á Íslandi and Iceland champion, like we call it, is the one that wins the biggest competition in each sport, that is, or different things in Iceland.
24 is a lot, isn't it, of it clubs is. For one
yes.
sport
yeah,
in a
great.
Country like
yeah.
Iceland. So, yeah. Maybe it is the fact that you can do it indoors.
I think so, and maybe because it was, well, when I was a teen, it was like in maybe 30 years ago, it was popular, especially I remember in the community centers.
Yes.
And maybe just with, reviving that a bit and pointing out this is a fun and easy sport,
Yes.
They have really done a good job.
I think it was played as well. If I go back to when I was a kid, goodness me, in the UK, at the community centre, I think, that there would have been a table tennis table, but also a pool table.
Oh, absolutely.
And I broke one of the cues by mistake. It bounced off the table when I was about to take a shot.
Yeah. Everything can happen.
It's still stuck in my mind 45 years later or whatever.
Yeah.
Bjarni, thanks very much indeed. I'll link to all that text, of course, at the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. More Hoyth Skilith next week. It is Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There's more from RUV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.